Alamo. C4IQ. Hey there. C4IQ, AC4IQ. C4IQ. You on the Echo Link?
I just turned it off. I'm on the radio now. Well, what's it like to be 1 year older?
Well, not too much difference. It's just the cumulative effects.
Just got my second cup of coffee here. Anyway, so today's last day. I know everybody. Are they going to give you a goodbye party?
They won't even know I'm gone.
A watch, like they did at O'Neill.
O'Neill is like a good. Around there was a good rinse. Party for everybody. So he could put his lackeys in place.
I rarely think of that place anymore. It's been over 20. It's been over 20 years, maybe 21 years, or just about. But anyway, TS-2000 is up in Asheville for repairs, and went by Vlad's and dropped it off. Don't have any idea when it might be ready, but he told me he'd already worked on five of them this year, five TS-2000s. He said all of them been just minor problems. He thought this would probably just be a phase lock loop problem, and he says, in which case, that probably wouldn't be too bad. But anyway, nice big empty spot here where it normally goes. I already miss it.
Yep. Yeah. Well, without a good phase lock loop, it ain't gonna do too much. That's what kind of set apart, you might say, the semi-old from the, you might say, the new, when the phase lock loops came in and the stability and everything was put in place, that kind of separates that from the old radios.
That's a good radio. I mean, it's really advanced for its day. And, well, you know, it's got DSP in it, and it's a DSP receiver, all digital. I mean, it's a modern receiver, modern transceiver. Even though that radio is basically 20 years old. So anyway, and you look, there's nothing else really quite like it out there. There's an FT991A. It's been out since, well, the original model came out in 2015, but it's, you know, it was primarily as a mobile rig with a detachable head, although the 2S2000 do it too, but, you know, when you look at all the back, the connectors on the back, you got an individual PTT connectors for each one of the bands, you know, 2, 6, 2, 440, and also, you know, was it 2.1 gigahertz, or is it 1.? I can't forget what that frequency was. But, and the other thing, it's 100 watts out on, even on 2 meters. A lot of these other ones are 50 watts. The 991A is 50 watts. The only thing that, it doesn't have a spectrum display, but, you know, using the SDR receivers, it's easy to have one. But it's still, for my purposes, I mean, there's nothing else like their like it, and they have, ICOM's got some, has a dedicated UHF, VHF, UHF, but I really liked having the HF capability when I wanted it.
You get one ring and it'll do just about everything. That's one reason why I decided to keep that one rather than a 7300 when I needed to sell a HF rig. The 2000 just had too much in it. You know, one radio, it cost you two, three times to replace it, you know, trying to get individual stuff.
It's just too bad that they didn't continue it, but I guess people weren't buying it. Oh, well. even though the design probably, you know, was probably 25 years old, but still the capability of it. Of course, then you'd have the occasional DXer would say, oh, but the receiver, you know, it doesn't do this, it doesn't do that, you know. The IMD is blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And for the average user, you know, they don't care. It worked just fine. All right, well, that's good. I'm just looking forward to getting it back here. That's a pretty drive up to Asheville. And then we came back, picked up the, I call them the bar stools, the ones that go on the kitchen counter. They look good. They match the dining room table and those chairs. I mean, it, very close match. Couldn't get exact match because nobody had that style, that table. Bob Canty got probably 20-some years ago, probably 25. But that exact style they didn't have anymore, but some other people had something that was very close. So that's what we got. It looks nice. These chairs, they're heavy. I mean, oh my goodness, these are handcrafted. I mean, they're beautiful.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad you found something you like. Well, I'm the first one here in the of the portables. Did I not get the news that there's no school day? What time is it? 7:32, well, who knows? Anyway, yeah, I talked to the teacher I substitute for yesterday, and I got all the grades done. Oh, yes, the interim. Everything's done for the 9 weeks was going to be done, so he start the new 9 weeks, whatever he wants to do. So, that's good way to do it. So, you can see how he does with his back problems. He's still kind of reluctant to come back, I think. Well, let's see if the door, if anybody locked my door. I'll tell you what. Yeah. Anyway, I'll talk to you tomorrow sometimes, probably. Not sure when, because I'm not going to get up at 5:45 and talk. Hopefully I'll be asleep. And 4IQ, Ace, 4Q.
Today. And, just real quick, you got to put a 2-meter radio there at where you are now inside?
Well, I don't know. There's not a good place to put it because just the way we're doing things, that's a problem. 20 zillion people in that place. I could put it in the bedroom, but I'm not in there very much. If we're closer to a repeater, you know, my HT. That's I got my HT. We'll have to that one repeater we were using worked pretty good over there. I forget the frequency on that. What was that too? Oh, I can't remember. Anyway, that one came in better than any of the repeaters. You know, I'd walk around. I'm probably going to start walking and take my HT. They're with me like I used to do. And that repeater worked out real good.
7.285. I still have it here. It's my alternate frequency on the 8900 here. And I also have that upstairs on the porch, so I still monitor that.
Okay, that's probably what I'll probably go to there. It had a tone on it, didn't it?
Yeah, it's got a tone on it.
Yeah, that should still be programmed, I think. I can look it up. Okay, catch you later, AC4Q.
Okay, take care, have a good day. N4IQ. N4IQ.
I can't help but crack up this morning.
Okay, what's that? Why is that?
My radio. I'm listening to this channel. I turn my headlights on and it goes quiet. So I think nothing of it. I roll on out a little bit and I'm like, what's odd? That was just very active. So I turn my headlights off. The radio goes back on. I don't know what the magic sauce is with that, but when I turn my headlights on, radio goes out.
I would say you have the power supply, the 13 volts going to your radio hooked up the wrong spot. Sounds like. Okay, well, that's bad news. That's not very good. I'm sure you're going to get that fixed really quickly. Okay, yeah, just to give you a little heads up, when you check in on the frequency on 2 meters here, you don't have to say CQ. Just give your call sign. If somebody's there and wants to talk, they'll give you a shout. That's pretty much the way it is here on 2 meters. And I'm not going to be able to stay here. I was talking to my brother, Phil, and he this last day that he's substitute teaching in Boiling Springs. And I'm located in Simpsonville, outside of Simpsonville, out in the county. But I thought I'd just come back. The name is Bill, B-I-L-L. But anyway, I hope you get your problems straightened out. Over.
Good morning, Bill. Name's Jeff here, and I'll keep that in mind. What I mean by the radio going out is I could hear conversation, but it seems like when I turn the headlights on, and they're LED headlights, so I just noticed my signal strength just disappears, and there's that, and then there's that. So, kind of funny, I think.
It's probably very annoying, so I know you fix it. Where do you have your radio hooked up to? Where are you getting the 13 volts?
From the cigarette lighter. So it's not a direct wire. I'm afraid if I direct wire, I'll leave it on and then kill my battery. There's probably a way to run a switch on it as well.
Well, most of these radios, I don't know what you got, they have in the menu somewhere, like my radio is called APO, automatic power off. And as long as you have that program correctly, if you leave the radio on after a certain amount of time, which is programmed, it'll turn off automatically for you.
An interesting concept. Mine's a 7800 Yaesu.
Well, this is a Yaesu 8900. A lot of aspects, it's similar. And I'm sure it has that feature in it. Just look for a menu feature that says APO. This is a quad band. This will work on 10 meters, 6 meters, 2 meters, and 440. It works good. I've had this radio quite a while. It's been a good radio.
It's only with some 10 meter. And I got a 6 meter handheld, but right at the minute, I've just been doing the 440 and 2 meter because that's all I got that works.
At least one repeater. I haven't used it recently. I rarely get up there anymore. I used to operate it a fair amount when I was in the car, but since I retired, I just don't operate it. And but there's very little activity on it anyway. So pretty much just two meters and 440. 10 meters, band's pretty much dead still. And but it's pretty interesting on 10 meter FM when the sunspot cycle's in, which is coming up. And but even then, this past cycle I could get in repeaters, but there was a couple in the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, that I could get into quite frequently on 10 meter mobile. But there's so many signals coming in that it's hard to sustain the conversation. But too bad we don't have a local 10 meter repeater. That'd be a good project for you. All right, I'm gonna go say 73s. Go get me another cup of coffee and get ready for the day here. Hope you have a good one. I didn't catch the name. Anyway, the name here is Bill. KO4EEE, I think, N4IQ.
This is Jim, and it's a pleasure talking with you this morning. I'm on a ride to work. I'm here mobile in Seneca, and yeah, you have a good day, and I'm going to enjoy my little cup of coffee. And just a funny side note to remember with my call sign is I was staring at it the right way one night, and I got coffee out of it.
I could see where you would see that. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, I looked at mine, too, and of course, I've had my call sign a long time, but sometimes I say it's -4 intelligence quotient, and that'd probably be pretty accurate.
That's funny. I know some people like to take and play with their call sign a little bit, so.
All right, you have a great day, Jeff. This is N4IQ QRT.
KO4EEE, I'll be clear.
Good morning. KO4EEE, WA4PXZ, good morning.
Well, Seneca right at the minute, headed to work.
Well, I'm mobile out of Long Hall right now. He's at the Greenville with that doctor's office, my appointment.
Seeing you about any time.
Nice traffic light coming out of Long Hall. Here at the Country Junction restaurant, Country Cupboard restaurant.
123 and 28.
28, man. You see a white Ford truck with a Atlas 130 sitting on a pill box, that's me.
And to you, how you been?
Oh, I can't complain for an old man. Where you work at?
Work for the Sewer Authority. Maintenance tech.
Work for who?
RSA.
Okay, well, I'm retired from Duke Power Company at O'Connor Nuclear Station. I spent 33 years there.
Hope to stick around this place that long before they go and kick me out.
something. There he is, live out to the job he's got now. Come on. I retired in 03. Started her powder coating business. Migrated that into working on hot rods. And then I got into teaching, so I work about a 60-hour week now.
My question would be, are you having fun doing what you're doing?
Shoot, if I wasn't having fun, I'd find something else to do.
Sure, is all that matters, as long as we have fun at what we do.
But no matter what you do, look for something in it that you enjoy. It might be 5 o'clock in the afternoon that you enjoy, but look for something you enjoy.
Working on things, it's a love-hate relationship. Sometimes I hate to work on it. Sometimes it's like, man, look what I just done brought back to life.
I know what you mean. I spent 2 days working on a GM Philip column to go into a street rod. And I ain't made a dime on that.
It's a 2.4 Mitsubishi Outlander single cam motor. She came up one day and said that the motor smelled like hot metal or something. And I got to looking around. Next thing I know, I got a timing belt replacement, water pump replacement, and I replaced all the idle pulleys and whatnot in it. And I got it back together last night.
I try not to work on anything past 1970, and I try not to work on anything not made in the United States. So I don't work on imports. And my wife has got a Mercedes ML, and when it breaks, I take it to the repair shop. I don't even mess with it. But I enjoy it. I do everything except painting and working on automatic transmissions. Those two things I leave to other people. And mostly I like to get involved in these fuel injection refits. I take almost any engine they've ever built, Ford or GM, and fuel inject it. And I just like to play with that stuff.
To fuel inject a V8, I'm wondering what type of a system you like to use. You like to use the AEM or Holley makes... I think Holley makes a fuel injected one, and maybe it's AEM, one of them companies. I know there's about 3 or 4 different flavors you can go to fuel inject a V8, whether it be standalone, management, or go with a independent fuel injector, or even just throttle body injection in itself.
If I can, I like to put the original fuel injection on them. The small block Chevrolets, I put 10-port fuel injections on them. I was 265 from back in 1955. I like to do that. And I've got a bunch of them things in stock. Right now, I drive a 60 Thunderbird. I'm in my truck today, but I'm looking at ways to fuel inject that 352. And I about got it worked out. But it's gonna be a factory Ford throttle body probably.
Fun. Yeah, I wanna turbo my Honda Civic. Been aiming to do that for many years now. I've had this Civic since I've had it right on about 20 years, so slowly picking my way in that direction.
This semester I'm teaching AC, DC motors and generators, and I was talking to my students yesterday, and most of my, believe it or not, I have 16 students, and 13 of them are combination high school and college. And I told those students, I said, in your lifetime, you'll see the gasoline engine disappear. I said, y'all gonna be working with electric motors, and the only thing holding them back right now is the batteries.
On that battery technology and today's a hearing awesome stuff out of the drag strip, all we'll hear is AC motors winding down. maybe a recording or two to make it authentic sounding. But yeah, them AC motors, they are no joke. Or is it the DC motor? One of them motors.
But at the drag strips, in 20 years, the only thing you're going to have is a lot of smoke and tires falling. And zip, they're gone. I told him, we were discussing DC motors yesterday. I said, the main advantage of a daggone electric motor over a gasoline engine is you've got instant power, instant torque, and instant RPMs. And that's what you got. And one of the kids popped up and said, well, Mr. Wright, how are we going to control the speed? I said, you're still going to probably have a transmission of some kind.
And pretty quick. Well, then you do got a CVT transmission, and they're getting up into 8-speed automatics. You probably could still find a decent 6-speed gearbox to put on it. There's ways.
Shoot, the automatics are up to 12 speeds now. The gearboxes are up to 6 speeds, and I'm looking for 8 before long. I believe within the next year or so, you're going to see 8-speed automatics, and you're going to see either 2 or 3 overdrive gears.
The Ridgeline that I was looking into how its four-wheel drive works, and its rear end actually locks in with magnetic clutch plates. So when it starts to feel the wheel slip, it'll just engage that side, that clutch, I think, or it just engages both of them, both sides, and lets it go.
Have you ever pulled up a daggone wiring schematic on them things? Or any late model car? Man, you better be good in A to B converters and so forth to work with the new automotive stuff.
I've read through and looked at wiring schematics for newer vehicles, and compared to a 76 Cadillac Coupe de Ville, these things got a lot of wires in them, and a lot of little sensors, and a lot of things that can mess up if you get an EMP.
It goes by that I don't get a call from somebody that's got a 94, 95 GM or Ford van they have an electrical problem with, and wanting me to work on it. And I tell them, I said, listen, I don't have that schematic in my head, and I don't have a copy of the schematics, and I ain't going to spend the time studying them.
Well, I have reached work. I'll say 73s to you. Have a good day. And you said you were going to the doctor's office in Greenville?
Yeah, I'm just passing Applebee's on 123.
Well, 73s to you. You have a good day. I'm going to jump in here real quick, clock in. Maybe I'll catch you around.
Okay, remember, whatever you do today, find something you enjoy about it to make your day go a whole lot better. This is WA4PXZ, 73.
EEE. I always say, think outside of the box, find some way to smile, and share a smile. You never can tell when somebody could use something to boost themselves in the day. Have a good one. Pleasure talking with you. 73.
VWA Mobile. Headed for Atlanta.
You be careful down there, W4NGU.
Big boy, how you doing? Yep, hitting the road this morning. Going down to get my lift.
Come on, you coming back tonight?
Oh, I'll be back home by about 3 o'clock.
Really let that diesel roll on 85 South.
Believe it or not, I just really don't run anything more than 10 over.
That's what I do, but you do more than that around town. Don't give me that.
You said on 85, and on 85, I just don't do more than 10 over. Around town is a whole different thing.
Okay, that'll be fine. Well, I guess Miss Sue's at work, so you're on your own.
Yeah, my daughter will be in and out today. She's at the house doing some stuff with us. All kinds of good stuff happening. And with you too, big boy. Let's see now. You think you'll get that stuff? Yeah, you should have that stuff today, shouldn't you?
By 9 p.m. is what the tracking says.
I went ahead and got those shark antennas ordered. I found one more review site, and I just didn't find anything negative on the things.
Well, I'm satisfied. That's a good purchase.
Well, and once again, HRO has got the very best price on stuff. It sure is. You know, DX used to be on it. They ain't there no more.
Well, they sell some good stuff, and it's a good company, but they're trying to capitalize on their name, and it's just not going to work with hams.
They tend to lean more towards a whole bank of support, too, and you just cannot beat their support.
Well, I've had pretty good support now when I've had problems with DX Engineering. They went above and beyond on one piece of equipment to give me some documentation and a new alignment procedure and stuff. So I'm not going to knock DX on the customer support, but you're right, they're not usually the job. I tell you, on this stuff I just ordered, they were $25 cheaper. More, I mean.
Well, no. Don't get me wrong. What I was saying is that DX has far superior support than anybody else, but I guess you got to pay for it. DX support is just above and beyond. But then again, I've never really had to get any real support out of HRO, so I don't know.
Give me a call sometime in the next 20 minutes. There's a Chapter 3 I want to tell you about.
I'll do that. Local?
Last word you said.
Is that a local?
Give me a call when you can.
Now, you're as bad as Sue. Steven, I need to tell you something. She'll get sidetracked. I'll just tell you later. Oh, me. Well, I am heading south,